This Rocket podcast is brought to you by Marion Pizza Shop. We're making pizza fun again. 965-7070.
With Lady Rocket coach Shannon Hodge and another championship night of basketball at Rocket Arena. Coach Hodge, also another record-setting night. He's making history here. Two consecutive championships, first time ever.
The first time back-to-back district championships. First time boys and girls winning in the same year, and Madison champion achieved her 1,000 points tonight.
A well-kept secret until tonight.
I just didn't want to let that cat out of the bag and make anybody extra nervous. I figured she was going to get it, but I just wanted to be a surprise, and I think that was it was a great thing for her and for the team to celebrate with her.
This isn't your first rodeo, is it? I mean, you've seen how that affects these girls sometimes, and it affects boys, too. Not that it's just for the girls, but it does. When they get close to a milestone, eyes and pressure's on them.
Well, not just them, but their teammates want it for them so bad, too. And You know, so I just didn't want anything to interfere. You know, and I know Madison wouldn't want individual stuff getting in the way of what the team was trying to do. So
you want to get those things out of the way in the regular season.
It would be nice, but I've been counting down for a long time, and I was like, oh, man.
It's coming in the Well, it was a great opportunity for her and a surprise, I think, to her family and to her. And so, it was good to see that on her face. But a little bit about this game. Your girls just came out. Once you got Livingston down, you just put the nail in the coffin.
Well, you know, we, of course, game planned, and Tabby Patton is a great player, great scorer. I thought Madison did a great job on her, and our plan was always, if she was anywhere near the lane, to have someone else right next to her as well. Shelby Summers did a good job of that. Noah Woodward did on the backside. Chandler Moss played that position a lot. And then Mari Collins did a great job on Stafford, their next big scorer. We're going to try to dare a few people to shoot. Early on, we maybe gave up a few rebounds that we didn't want to give up, but I thought we continued to battle in that and got some huge ones in the second half, especially down the stretch. And the kids just did a great job. Taylor Jett coming in.
That's just going to be a record on a double digits for a seventh grader in the championship game.
Yeah, she's a cool cucumber, man.
Yeah.
She is. I've got to say as well, the other kids, our other young kids, you know, that have played the roles for the last week and a half of Lyon County players, Allison Murphy and Hallie Holloman and all those people, and played the roles of Stafford and Padden and Rings. You know, they did that with great intensity over the last several days of practice, which has, I mean, just made us a lot more prepared. And, they've really, really finished the season showing how much they've improved and being major contributors to this as much as the people that played many minutes in the game.
And you've needed all hands on deck this year. I mean, how good does this feel to have a program where you lose so much last year? Cassie Moss, maybe arguably the best player in school history, and then that group that was together forever and won the most games ever as a team. And then to come back this year and win the district championship again.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mari and Madison have done a great job as seniors. I told them tonight of taking the young puppies under their wings and trying to show them the ropes. And then give it to, maybe it's because it's such a big group of young ones, 12 of them out of the 16, freshmen and below, that they just came in and I don't think they're scared to play. They're, they were eager to learn. And that first year of high school basketball and potential varsity play is so overwhelming, so many new things, offensively, defensively. And, you get me yelling in your ear every day. And they just accepted that and handled it really, really well. And there's been a tremendous, I think a special relationship between this group of girls, the older ones and the younger ones. And it's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I know I was sitting there next to Scott Brown, who's on the radio for does the 5th District, and he made a comment toward the end of the game that I thought is very appropriate. He said, it seems like we've been calling Tabby Payton's name at 5th District basketball games for 8 years. He said, get ready. The next one is Taylor Guest.
Oh, wow. Well, that's right. You know, she's I think Taylor's going to be a special player. And it's great because she's got a great support cast around her. And, and I, you know, just don't be surprised at any of these kids that really kick it in and come you know, out and be major contributors next year because they want to really bad.
And great season, way to finish it up. And like you said, this is a historical night for Crittenden County basketball, and I know a historical night for the Hodge family.
Yeah. And, you know, the great part is we're still rolling, and so we got a regional tournament to get to go play in, and that's an opportunity as well. And so
you get a runner-up.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah. So that's right. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes in the morning. We'll let you know.
And the girls, you're at Webster County, and I believe you start Monday or Tuesday.
We'll either play Monday or Tuesday night, right?
Okay.
It's at Webster.
And a draw Saturday?
In the morning.
Okay.
We'll spread the word as soon as we know.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.